Hello, everyone, and welcome to our Tuesday night call. I'm kind of experimenting still with different nights of the week, so we'll see where we land and what seems to work the best. I may make the call a once-a-month event, but it might be on kind of more spontaneous as opposed to a planned night of the week. But anyway, just if you get my newsletter, I will keep you posted on that. We will be meeting once a month still, and I will always give you notice about when the next call is, but the date may be picked as I'm going through the month and as I'm seeing what works best for myself and for all of you as well. So welcome to tonight's call. Looks like a bunch of people are just coming on now, which is great. Good timing. So for those of you who are new to the call, it will be the same format that we've been doing. We'll start off with a guided meditation to connect us to ourselves, to create a feeling of expansion and light. And from there, I'll do a Tongren chakra balancing for the group. And I'll explain Tongren chakra balancing when we get to that part of the call. I am going to mute the line. It's already mostly muted, but I'm going to mute the couple people that aren't muted. So if I mute your line, just leave it muted. So that way we won't have background noise on the recording. This call is being recorded. At the end of the call, I will open up the line and may ask you, I'll ask the group if there's an affirmation that spoke to you or an insight that you had or anything you'd like to share. So there'll be some space for that at the very end of the call. So thanks again for joining us tonight. I look forward to the call and look forward to sharing in the healing energy with all of you. One of the nice things about doing a call like this is that when we gather in a group, the energy can sometimes be stronger than when we're working alone. So you may find your meditation going deeper and the power of the group healing intensified by the fact that we're all focused together on healing. So I'm just making sure all the recording is going and that the lines are muted. It's just that one to mute. Okay, I think we're good and ready to go. I'm going to have you begin, or have us all begin, by bringing our awareness to the center of our chest, the heart chakra. And an affirmation we've been working with quite a bit in our group. Hold on one second here. All right. You can hear me. Sorry about this. Again, if I mute your line, please leave it muted because it will create background noise. Okay, so now we're ready to start. So, you can bring your attention again to the heart chakra. And I often begin here. It's just been a really nice meditation, and I think one that can't be repeated enough. And we're going to start by directing love to ourselves. And the affirmation is very simple. It's, I love you. I love you. I love you. And I'd like you to bring your attention inward to yourself. And I'd like you to just take the phrase in. You can repeat it to yourself if you like. And the affirmation again is simply, I love you. I love you. I love you. And again, what might change if you started to tell yourself, I love you, 10 times a day, 20 times a day, 100 times a day, 1,000 times a day? What healing might take place in your body? What transformations might happen in your life? In my Tongren Chakra Balancing group that we have here in Amherst, we have one person who took this direction very to heart and really began working with that affirmation all day long. And really her whole life has changed. And she said that her body has healed and her relationship with herself is much stronger now. And she feels stronger, much more able to handle feedback and criticism. So you may want to make this your experiment for the month. And at first it may be difficult, but over time you begin to it gets easier, and then you begin to actually crave it. So I love you. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I value you. I value you. I value you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I love you. I love you. I love you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. I value you. I value you. I value you. And now this time, beginning to feel all the space around your heart chakra. Feeling all that space around you in space. And this time, directing the affirmation out into the world. I love you. 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 I'm just sending this vibration of love out into the world. Love. 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 What healing might happen in your body if it was filled with love for yourself and others? What shifts might happen in your life if your vibration was elevated by this feeling of love? Love. 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 Appreciation. 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 Forgiveness. 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 Love. 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 Feeling your heart opening now. Beginning to feel a feeling of love through your whole body, your body softening and healing. And my attention is now going to the throat chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I am learning and growing. And we are all learning and growing. I am learning and growing. And we are all learning and growing. And when the throat chakra is healthy, we are open to compliment and we are open to criticism. We're open to compliments because we learn through having our strengths pointed out. And we're open to criticism because we're open to having our weaknesses pointing out. We're open to having our weaknesses pointed out. Now, you may receive a compliment that's accurate or a compliment that's inaccurate. You may receive a criticism that's accurate or inaccurate. But when the throat chakra is healthy and strong, you can take it in, evaluate whether it's accurate or not, and then learn. Learn from the compliment or learn from the criticism. And the earth is a school, and we have come for growth, we have come for learning, we have come to contribute, and we've come to enjoy. And so again, when the throat chakra is strong, we can embrace the learning process. And when we love ourselves, it's easier to accept compliment and criticism as well, because we know that we're good, and that we are human, and that we're learning, and that we're spirit and filled with divinity. So another affirmation for the throat chakra is, I am spirit, therefore I am good. I am spirit and I am learning. I am learning and growing, and we are all learning and growing. Bringing our attention to the third eye now. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I see with divine vision. I see with divine vision. I see clearly and I understand. I see clearly and I understand. crown chakra. I am open to the miraculous. I am open to the miraculous. Miracles happen every day. Miracles happen every day. I experience miracles. I experience miracles. And I'd like you now to become aware of all the space above the top of your head. Feeling all that space above the top of your head. Going up, up, up into the heavens. In this time, imagining that you're in space. And feeling all that space around you in space. Becoming aware of all that space around you in space. Feeling all that space around you in space. Beginning to connect with this part of you that goes beyond a body. The body falling away now. Becoming pure consciousness, pure awareness. Expanding into the oneness now. Merging with the all that is. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am expansive. I am vast. I am infinite. I am eternal. I am infinite spirit. I am infinite spirit. Continuing to feel all this space around you in space. And when I am in this place in me and you are in this place in you, we are one. We are one. And let's take a moment now and sit in this expanded awareness. Feeling your connection and your oneness with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am one with all of life. I am infinitely powerful, and I am one with all of life. I am infinitely powerful, and I am one with all of life. I am infinitely powerful, and I am one with all of life. Sit in the power and the strength of your own spirit, and sit in your oneness and your unity with all of life. And let's take a moment to just sit in silence together and experience that. And while you sit in that energy, I'm going to do a healing for the group. Tonight's theme is going to be on letting go. We had our Tongren Chakra Balancing group in Amherst last night, and the theme, sometimes a theme arises, and the theme that arose was letting go. Specifically, it was letting go of the past and opening to a new chapter. So we will tap for that tonight. I'm going to be tapping with the Tongren doll, well, with the Tongren hammer on the Tongren doll. As I tap, I'll be sending healing energy to each of the seven chakras. And when you're working in a group, the healing energy goes to everyone in the group. If there are family members or loved ones that you feel could benefit from the energy we're generating, feel free just to bring them into the group. All you need to do is just mentally bring them in. You know, bring in your parents or your siblings or your children or friends, whoever you feel would benefit from the energy. And I'm going to tap for the group. And I'm starting with the crown chakra. And the affirmation that comes to mind is, I let go. I let go. I let go. I let go of my past. I let go of past mistakes. I let go of past grievances, past hurts. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I trust the process of life. I let go and I trust the process of life. I let go and I trust the process of life. I trust that there is a divine interconnection between what I am learning and what all the people in my life are learning. We are all learning and growing. And we are drawn to each other because our lessons fit perfectly together. So there is divine interconnection and a divine perfection to all that is unfolding, even the imbalances and the mistakes. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I trust the process of life. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I trust the process of life. I let go and I open to a new chapter. I let go and I open to new possibilities. I let go and I open to new opportunities. I let go and I open to new connections. I let go. I let go. I let go and I open to new possibilities and to newness. I let go. I let go. I let go. Third eye. I let go. I let go. I let go. I let go of the past. I let go of my fears. I let go of my regrets. I let go of my guilt. I just let it all go. Let it all go. And I step into my wisdom. I am wise. I am a genius and I apply my wisdom now. I am a genius and I apply my wisdom now. Throat chakra. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I step into my freedom. I let go and I am free to be myself. I let go and I am free to be genuine. I let go and I am free to be authentic. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I am free to be myself. Heart chakra. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I forgive myself. I let go and I forgive others. I let go, I let go, I let go, and I step into my true loving nature. I am a radiant being of light and love. I step into my radiance now. I step into my light and I step into my love. I let go, I let go, I let go. Solar plexus. I let go, I let go, I let go. I surrender, I surrender, I surrender. I let go, I let go, I let go. And I step into my peace. I step into my peace. Identity chakra, also known as the second chakra. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I step into my wholeness. I am whole and complete within myself. I do not need another to complete me. I am filled with wholeness and open to love. I am filled with wholeness and open to love. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I step into my wholeness now. I let go and I step into my creativity. I am infinitely creative and I let the creativity of the universe flow through me now. I am a fountain of creativity. And base chakra. I let go, I let go, I let go. I let go and I step into my humility. I am enough as I am. I am enough as I am. And kidney one for peace. Let's take a moment to take that in. Feel the balance, the alignment. And as you sit in this balance, in this alignment, I'm going to shower the group with gold light. And gold light is the color of the enlightened individual. It's filled with wisdom and trust and healing and creativity and confidence and power. It's filled with all of the principles of spirit. So I'm going to ask the celestial light to come in now. And for all of us on the call, all of us on the recording, who are listening to the recording, for anyone who's been called into this call, to receive this light now, this golden celestial light. And open to the light now. I am open to the light. I am open to the light. The light of spirit shines down upon me now. I am open to the light.
We're going to take another minute or two just to sit in this light. And if your mind starts to wander, you can just affirm, I am open to the light. I am open to the light. Really allowing yourself to open to this light, be rejuvenated by the light, letting the light sweep away any limited attitudes. The light will sweep away anything that's been holding you back in your life. The light can bring healing to your mind, your body, your soul, and your life. And so be open to this light now. And be aware as you go through your day and the next couple days of any shifts that you may notice, any changes in perception, any healing of relationships. Just be aware of what's different and what has changed. And feel free to send me an email if you like. I love to hear feedback about the call and how it went for you. And when you're ready, well, let's just sit in it for one more minute. The light feels really powerful and cleansing, and this will help everyone sleep well tonight. And when you're ready, you can slowly bring your attention back to the room around you. Let's see here. I'm going to unmute the line. And sometimes we have a bunch of people who want to speak, and sometimes people are feeling quiet, and either is totally fine. But I'd like to just take a moment and first of all see if anyone has anything they want to share, either a positive experience from tonight's call or an affirmation that spoke to you or an insight that you received, or really anything at all that you might like to share. So I'll be quiet for a moment. And if you have something you'd like to say, just jump in. And if two people talk at once, I'll let you know who should go first.
Thank you, Haley. My name is Carolyn. I just feel so better. Just have more joy in my body. Thank you so very much. I was in kind of a low place because my son's father is very ill and looks like he may not make it. So I was a little low when I got on the call. Thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome. I'm glad that you feel, I think I heard 95% of what you said. It sounded like you were feeling much better and that you felt a sense of joy and relief. How did you hear about our call, by the way?
I go on the calls that come on weekly, you know, the conference calls or the computer calls, and I had heard maybe 2 or 3 months, and a girlfriend of mine reminded me, Camry Beaver, she's real good at reminding me, you know, get her for my highest good, and I'm so grateful to have her and you and just the group in my life. Like you said, life is better. We group together, we do better. So thank you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate your being on the call. Does anyone else have anything they'd like to share from the call this evening?
Well,
All right. I think we have a quiet group tonight. Again, I really appreciate all of you being on the call. I know it's a kind of a busy evening, and you all took a half an hour out of your lives to be on the call with me tonight. I really appreciate it. If you don't already get my newsletters, feel free to go to www.trcbhealing.com, and you can sign up for our newsletter, and we'll announce when the next group call will be. It'll be sometime next month. All righty. Have a wonderful evening. Thanks again for joining us on the call, and have a good night, everybody.
You too.
You too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Thanks.
Love you all.
Love you too.